and it surprised me. I'm not exactly sure where I was when it went out. I guess I didn't give any thought to what I was going to say when I turned this back on. I don't know if I, in fact, I'm sure I don't have all this stuff in the right order, which had happened through the years. But I was still working for the general contractor, Walter Vestal. And we were building a house off of Adela Lane. The back end of it went to Adela Lane. That end was out on, was it 8th Street that went on down to Pomona. We were building it for. He was married and had a couple of children. Anyway, out in the front yard were some big eucalyptus trees. And they had been cut down. And of course, people were willing to take the limbs and things. And turned out they had these big chunks of trunks, you know, the trunk was there, probably, they must have been at least 30 inches in diameter. And I talked this guy that was going to haul them away to haul them down to my house and just dump them off out in the garage behind 465. Or that's what he did. And then when I came home, the chunks that were small enough, we put onto a, rolled them up onto a skateboard and pushed the skateboard into the backyard so they were out of the alley. And I think there was some there that weren't cut up enough, so I believe that we had to cut some and then put them on the skateboard and move them into the backyard. Well, I had my dad's wedges and I had sledgehammers that I used, and I showed the children how to do it, and they would work on that. You didn't split the wood, you just boxed it off. Working around the edges, and when it was dry, that was our fuel for a fireplace in the house. And the boys, I do believe they enjoyed doing that. Even Blaine got in, he wanted to swing the sledgehammer. And I remember one funny thing one afternoon, he wanted to hit the wedge with the sledgehammer, but he wasn't strong enough to hold the sledgehammer in one hand and hold the wedge in the other. So Lee said, well, here, I'll help you. And Lee wanted to get the sledgehammer, and Blaine says, no, you just get the wedge. And Lee was chicken to hold that wedge with Blaine swinging the sledgehammer. Well, that was some of the fun that we had as a family. I don't believe Nancy got in on any of that, but she was probably around watching and